stop. Jesus is still speaking. He that hath an ear, let him hear what Jesus says. For one day,
stranger, they won't It's 58 cloudy degrees outside our studio here in Medford, Massachusetts. And hopefully you're enjoying the program. I'm enjoying bringing it to you. This is our Sunday, June the 2nd, 2019 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And we're bringing the program that we planned to bring last Sunday, but we couldn't get on the air last Sunday, so therefore we're bringing it to you today. And on this last set, let's see, we heard Jennifer Hudson with Jesus Promised Me a Home Over There. Pastor Donnie McClurkin, As Long As There Is You. Pastor Donnie McClurkin, along with Pastor Marvin Sapp and Israel Houghton, with Come As You Are. The late Bishop Walter and Tremaine Hawkins with the Love Alive Choir and Changed. Donnie Hopper and the New Jersey Mass Choir and You Changed My Life. The late Aretha Franklin with What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And Thomas Whitfield with I Heard the Voice of Jesus Say. I want to remind you again, we are planning to go before the Lord in about 7 minutes or so. Oh, no, probably longer than that, about 15 minutes or so. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. That's the number to call if you have a music request. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, that's the number to call. We aren't taking music requests today, but we'd be glad to dedicate something that we already have programmed to whomever you wish. Just give us a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. The late Whitney Houston and I Love the Lord. And she's going to be accompanied by the Georgia Mass Choir.
He heard my fasten your seatbelt. That's all you gotta say. I declare if you're calling long enough. Sometime in distress, when you can't pray a form of prayer, you can't find words to say, all you have to do is just look up and say, Jesus. There's something about that name. Call him long enough, something's gonna happen.
Were gone, their days were long and dreary. They couldn't even carry on. But then they found the courage to keep their head up high. And you know what? Once again, they're happy. And here's the reason why.
I found the answer. I learned to pray with faith to God. In the darkness, I could not find the way. But then a light came shining to lead me from despair. All my sins forgiven, and I was free from care.
/7:22 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the United Prayer and Praise segment of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. And we are praying for Michelle of Medford. Haven't heard from her for a while, but we've had the station problems. I knew she was going for surgery about 2 weeks ago. And we're praying that God's going to minister in her behalf and have a successful recovery. Michelle of Medford. And we're praising God for my wife. She's had surgery recently, and we're thanking God for she's doing really well in recovery, and praying that God's going to continue to minister in her behalf. We're praying for A.W. A.W. needs God's touch upon his life. A.W. who needs God's touch upon his life. And I'm asking you for God's presence upon my life. I had an examination recently. Everything seems to be going well, but maybe it's just old age, so... So we pray that God's going to touch my body as well. Let's look to God in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne this morning. We're thanking you for this day that you've allowed us to see. We're going to rejoice. We're going to be glad in it. We're going to believe you're going to work powerfully in our behalf because you are the powerful, wondrous, working God. And you're not going to stop doing great and wondrous things in behalf of your people now. And as we look to you, Lord, in these various difficult times and various difficult situations that we're encountering, we're thanking you because we have someone to whom we can turn and someone who will not only just sympathize with us but work powerfully in our behalf to provide the blessing, the deliverance, the healing, the victory that you alone can give. So we bring Michelle of Medford before you, Lord, praying you would touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Let healing virtue flow out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. May she recognize, Lord, that you are her healer, you are her deliverer, you are her all-sufficient portion, and may she continue, O God, to trust in you and realize that the deliverance that she needs comes from your hand, and may she then have a tremendous testimony in the days which are ahead of the wondrous things she's received from you. And may many be blessed, strengthened, saved, delivered, set free because of her life and because of her testimony. This is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And we're praising God for my wife, Lord. Thank you for how you've ministered in her behalf. Pray you continue to work powerfully, Lord, in her life. May she recognize as she continues to look to you that you're able to provide exactly what is needed when it is needed. And that she, oh God, may be the source of blessing and victory into the lives of many others, oh Lord, because of her continued faith in you. And may she grow stronger in you each and every day is our prayer. In Jesus' blessed name, amen. And we're praising and praying for A.W. Lord, asking you that you would minister on his behalf, continue to work in his life, give him the blessing, the deliverance, and the strength that you alone can give. And may his family members stand by him, and may their prayers and may the wisdom that you provide to them be exactly what is needed when it is needed as they continue to look to you to do that which you alone can provide because you are the prayer hearing God. And we thank you in advance for all that's going to be accomplished in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And Lord, I'm asking you to touch my body as well. Many things ahead of me that I believe you would have me to do. And I know the enemy may be trying to get me off track, but you are the healing Christ. And you can do all things. You've never failed through all the many years I've been serving you. And I'm going to continue to trust you and look to you in the days which are ahead that you might minister powerfully in my life and through my life, that many might be saved, many might be healed, many might grow stronger in you, and they in turn might become witnesses of you in these last days in the earth. As you bring forth your tremendous end-time revival, we want to be involved in that which you're doing so that your name might be uplifted, glorified in all the earth as never before. And we thank you for it in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. I want to inform you, if you aren't aware, that if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can reach us on the off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. And like I said, as soon as we get your information, we begin praying for you or praising God with you. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so the many Christians out there in our listening audience can also join in and lift up your requests or your praise report before God's throne. Okay, 728 here on Sounds of Praise. If you're just tuning in, where have you been? We're featuring our annual Memorial Day program, remembering gospel greats of the past. And here's a gospel great of the past, Robert Blair and the Fantastic Violineers. And my mind is still on him. Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that I can be able to stand here and share something with y'all today. You don't mind, listen to me. Listen, touch. I woke up this morning with my mind.
Robert Blair and the Fantastic Violineers, and Mine Still on Him. This is the late Timothy Wright, New York Fellowship Mass Choir, and Grateful from the Live in New York album here on Sounds of Praise.
In retrospect, we reminisce as our mind recapitulates the numerous ways God consistently proves himself faithful. He's always making ways for us and blessing us when we don't even deserve it. Larger than faithful and ungrateful.
God has been faithful all these your days. God has been faithful.
He's been better to me than I've been to myself.
Whoa.
7:44 here on Sounds of Praise. Send this one out to Jessica Met her last week. Like I said, I had some physical tests taken, and she was one of the technicians. And so we're sending this one out to you. This is Ashmont Hill, and the song is entitled Your Masterpiece, here on Sounds of Praise. Local group here on Sounds of Praise, and that was Ashmont Hill. Send that one out to Jessica, and the song was entitled your masterpiece. 7:49, the Sounds of Praise time. Want to inform you, next Sunday, back Lord willing, with more new music, top hits of the year 2019, and more of my all-time favorites. Going to catch up with a lot of music that we received recently and things that we haven't played in quite some time. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the W.J. Sankey family and Jesus will deliver me. Yes, he will.
Jesus will deliver me. Jesus will deliver me when I'm faced with trials and tribulations. He'll deliver me. Jesus will
he's living.
Okay, 7:59 here on Sounds of Praise. Time to put the wraps on this edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. I enjoyed bringing it to you. Hopefully you enjoyed the program as well. Next Sunday, Lord willing, we'll be back at 5 a.m. More new music, top hits of the year 2019, and more of my all-time favorites. So until then, it's your host, Don Lee Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. Hope to see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when we do it all over again. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless.
Say
amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church
oh.
say amen
to what his plans are.
Let